What is up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we're not talking about social media strategies as much as we are talking about how to incorporate them around the lifestyle that you want. As you can tell from the name of the episode, it's called How to Be a Lazy Entrepreneur. And I know this might sound like a title that doesn't quite make sense. How can you be a business owner that is also lazy? And you'd be right to think that. It is difficult to do, but it is certainly not impossible to do. And the reason why I want to bring this topic up is because a lot of people are very sold on the idea of having a 6, 7, 8-figure business. Well, more say 7-figure, 8-figure business. And there's one reason why most of you will never get to a 7-figure or 8-figure business. And it actually has nothing to do with you not being able to do it. It has nothing to do with that at all. Every single one of you could have that be a reality for you if that's what you truly wanted. But the thing is that everyone wants a 7-figure business, a family that they get to attend every single one of their kids' baseball games, a fitness routine that they get to stay consistent with, embrace all of their hobbies. Maybe they want to play fantasy football and they want to play in multiple leagues and they want to win and they want to spend a lot of time in that, and they want to go to poker night with their buddies once a week, and they want to go on family vacation, and they want to have their cake and eat it too, and eat their neighbor's cake and eat the entire bakery. And I like where your head's at, but the thing is that everything you want in life comes at a sacrifice. Everyone wants to be a rock star, right? When they're growing up, when you're a kid, you want to be a rock star. At least a lot of dudes do. But not a lot of people want to play guitar for 6 to 8 hours a day, try to find band members over years, and likely go through multiple bands, create hundreds of songs that don't work, get booed off stage, go on tour, and rarely see their family. A lot of people don't want to pay the price of what they think that they want. And in life, it's very easy to get caught up in just all of these results that you could have. And you could have any one of them that you want as long as you are willing to pay the price that goes along with it. Now, the 7-figure, 8-figure business, the reason why, I don't know if I finished my thought before, the number one reason why a lot of you aren't going to be able to do it is because as soon as you would start making 300K, if that would be enough for you, you would be like, I think I'm good. Like, you would just slow down, and you can't keep increasing sales if you just keep slowing down as you make more money. But this just generally happens when people start making the amount of money that they want to do the things that they want to do. Then all of a sudden, free time with family and free time with friends, free time for their hobbies, free time just purely relaxing, having multiple days off, taking a vacation. The whole reason why you're working in the first place is typically to achieve those things. So unless you have very strong whys for why you want to do certain revenue goals in your business, or why you want to achieve certain income levels for reasons greater than yourself, it's very hard for the average person to want to sustain it. And that's totally fine. So a lot of you might find out that if you've got this goal, like, oh, I want my business to be 8 figures or whatever, you got to realize the sacrifice that goes into that, because that is a lot of employees, that is a ton of work setting it up, you're solving a bigger problem for the world, you're just going to have to be a much more skilled person to make more money. And again, please don't take this at all as you can't do it, because that's not at all what I'm saying. I'm just saying is you're only going to be able to do what you really want to do. So the main point in this episode would be for me to encourage you to think of what is the lifestyle that you want? How many hours a week do you really want to work? How many hours, like what income level is comfortable for you? What level is, this is more than comfortable? What level is significant for you? Because this is all going to depend on your expenses. And you know, what lifestyle that you're really wanting to pursue. But a lot of people would be completely content with a car that's 30K as soon as they can afford that versus the car that's 200K that they know that they'd have to be in business longer and scale and hire 5 more employees and do all this other stuff. It all comes at a sacrifice. So the joy of being in an entrepreneur role that takes a lot of people a while to really embrace the fact that you can design your life and then reverse engineer your business after that. Because once you know what you're trying to achieve, income goals and stuff like that, you're able to reverse engineer not only the amount of hours that you'll work and such like that, but also in order for this to play out, what marketing strategies would I have to work out? How much traffic would I have to be getting to my website each week? You can actually come up with tangible numbers so that you can start making your lifestyle business a reality. Otherwise, what a lot of people do is they come up with a business idea. Let's say that you want to be a fashion designer. You come up with a few pieces of clothing. You've been posting about it on your Instagram for years. You have a few thousand followers. You get 1 to 3 sales a month, and you're just kind of waiting around for your business to take off. Well, if I had to ask you, what would be that first milestone of income that you're looking to achieve? Because don't worry about necessarily like, eventually I want to be making this much. Like, that's still going to be paved by a path of setting up foundations along the way. So what would be like a tangible first monthly income goal to get to? And just knowing a lot of you podcast listeners out there who are newer businesses, I know these might be small numbers for some of you, so just adjust accordingly. But for some of you, it might even just be establishing a base income of like $2,000 a month, $4,000 a month. Some of you that are at $10,000, $20,000, you probably already get how to do basic numbers and you understand your business from a number standpoint and from a strategy standpoint. If you can sell $10,000 of your product in a month, you can likely sell $100,000 with a few tweaks and scaling those processes that are already working for you. The hardest milestone would really just be getting to this first couple thousand dollars per month, because that's a test of whether you have a working offer and a working sales process or not. And a lot of people, a lot of businesses, they think they have a sales process when all they really have is like just an Instagram with a link. And you just send people there. There's not really a sale running. There's not like emails that you collect. You just post about your product and then hope people buy, and you get a sale every once in a while. And in that case with the fashion designer, maybe their average sale is $50. And this is revenue, right? Not even profit, but just for the sake of math, let's say that they have an income goal of $2,000 a month and they set it on revenue at first day. So let's just get to $2,000 revenue every single month. Well, with a $50 product, that means that they need 40 sales to get to $2,000 in revenue a month. And let's say that if they convert 1 out of 100 people that visit their website per week, or just, you know, in any length of time, 1 out of 100 people, then that means that in order to get 40 sales, that they would need 4,000 people to visit their website. And then you look at how many Instagram followers they have, and they have 2,000 followers. So it's like, all right, even if every single one of your Instagram followers visited your page this month, you still wouldn't hit your base income goal. And a lot of businesses post for years and never even do any kind of basic math designed around like, what are you actually trying to achieve? And because of that, you never really go anywhere. You just post and then you feel like, all right, I did my job for the day. But when you really look at it, your actual goal is not to post. It's not to come up with new products. It is not to retweak your website. It's not to do anything apart from how can I get 4,000 new people to my website a month so that my base first milestone can play out? Or how can I improve the amount of people that visit my website that then purchase something? If I can improve that number, then maybe I only need 3,500 people to visit my website a month before I get that number to play out. And then you can ask yourself, well, my current strategy right now of posting on Instagram is not going to bring in 3,500 website clicks a month. So what would I have to do? And then you can at least get the gears turning. And I hope that as you're hearing this out loud, it's like, why the fuck have I not done this? But you're not alone, because so many new businesses that I talk to are still at this stage of just trying to get a sale. Like, they're just like, they get sales every once in a while, but they're never really looking at their business from a point of like, what is my first milestone goal here? And they, if they had that goal in mind, they could easily do the math to find out that the strategy that they're currently doing is likely going to take years to play out. So would you want to do something about that or not? Probably you would want to do something about that. So I encourage you all to really start looking at your business from more of a number standpoint, and then reverse engineering it back from there. Because a lot of you might even find like, wow, in order to do that 1 million a year that I had originally just kind of thrown that number out randomly because it sounds awesome, I would need this many people to visit my website, which means I need to spend this much on advertising, which means I probably, like, you can really start to see like, wow, I would probably need a YouTube presence. I'd need a LinkedIn. I would need more traffic sources. I'd need to run paid ads, probably on YouTube and Instagram. Wow, yeah, that would be a lot. Like, and then you can start to see what it would actually take to do some of these numbers that when you're new, you kind of just randomly throw out there. So what I would say to, just to go back to the point of like being a lazy entrepreneur, you know, the 4-hour work week is kind of like the thing that really started the movement of passive income is a reality for you guys. I do want to say that there's been nothing that has kept me more broke in running my own businesses than the idea of passive income. And by that, I mean truly passive income that you don't have to do any work for. When I tried to sell courses by just sending people to a link to buy something for $1,000, and I'm just like, cool, I don't have to do anything, just people go and buy it, it was a lot harder for my business to rely on consistent sales and such like that. Once I brought it into more of a model where I'd communicate with people and was more interactive, and I put more work into it rather than just kind of put products on my website and hope people buy, the more work you put in, the more you're going to get out of your business. And it's very easy for people completely sold on the idea of passive income to be very passive about their results in the process. So let me say this about passive income real quick. It is phenomenal. It is one of the best things that you can ever create for yourself. And as far as passive income streams for me that I've been able to create, I will mention real estate real quick. That is typically going to be one of the main passive incomes that you can create for. You got people that just rent out your apartment, and the rent is more than the mortgage, and super easy, right? But there are a lot of things that can go wrong with property management, or even if you hire a property management company, they might be horrible. I had a place that I owned during COVID, and my renters instantly stopped paying rent once the ordinance or whatever, like the mandatory law for them having to pay rent was in order. Oh no, is that evictions? You couldn't evict your tenants. And because they knew they couldn't be evicted, they just stopped paying. You know, the heater can go out. Like, so many things can go wrong with it still, that it is still hard to call real estate passive income, even though it is known to be one of the most passive. And one of the ways that you could screw it up is trying to make it too passive, trying to not check on your tenants, trying to not make sure your property manager is keeping up with it and making sure that you're doing your due diligence of the property and, you know, taking awesome pictures and creating an awesome listing and doing all of those kind of things that you don't really think of until you get into it. So even a lot of things like that aren't even truly passive income. The only two passive income streams that I have going for me now are affiliate marketing, and then the other one is involved with cryptocurrency. I won't get involved in that too much, but I did start a side cryptocurrency YouTube channel for fun, and it's kind of a cool way I make money too, using affiliate marketing. So I guess it's still affiliate marketing, but if you guys are at all interested in learning how I make about $300 to $500 a month in just passive cryptocurrency money, and I cash it out into, you know, fiat every month. I don't just earn that in crypto, shoot me a DM and I'll shoot you like the YouTube video on how I do that, that I created on that channel. But other than that, just like affiliate marketing, when you can sign people up on subscriptions and such, and you get an ongoing commission, this is actual passive income, because if they would ever have a problem with that program or product that you recommended them to that they bought through your link, they would still take it up with the company that they bought it from. So this is truly one of the only like purely passive ways that you're earning income, selling someone else's product through an affiliate link. But if you do the math on that, most affiliate marketing deals, like these subscriptions, maybe you charge like a $100 a month subscription, even like ClickFunnels is like $100 a month. And if I get someone to sign up through my affiliate link for ClickFunnels, I'll get like $10 a month or $20 a month, I think it is, at the beginning. So if I want to make like $4,000 a month, 20 to get to 4,000, I'm still looking at, 200 people that I have to get signed up for ClickFunnels before I'm making $4,000 a month. Like, it's still like the truly passive income streams like that are usually going to take a long time to build. So you can have a business that you work 3 days a week that earns you $1 million a month.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
It's just going to take more setup. It's going to take more years of grinding and setup the more you want this business to just be this beautiful piece of heaven that you barely have to do anything for and you make all this money. It is possible to have a business that you work one day a month and make $1 million. But anyone who is able to set that up would probably never want to work that little. Like, someone who would be able to do such a thing would probably love working so much that they would never even want that lifestyle. So if you are someone who is like, I want to work one day a week and earn $1 million, you probably don't have the mindset right there in saying that to make it happen. that one's a little bit too far, but like 3 days a week, a million, like, man, like it still is like Bill Gates and such, and like Elon, the people who earn this money, they're not doing it for the money. They're doing it because they purely love business and they love solving the world's problems. So usually the people making that level of income love solving the world's problems and wouldn't do it any other way. So let me like dim down my example here. There's a lot of people that would rather work 4 days a week and make 10 grand a month than work, or I'll say like 30 hours a week and make 10 grand a month and work 60 hours a week and earn 30 grand a month, even though they were getting paid more for their hours. There still is a lot of people that once they would actually get into this position of earning income would actually choose the one where they're working less hours. And that's totally cool. All that is important, guys, is that you know what you want, so that you can then do the math around that, so that you can then boil it back down to see, is what you're doing right now actually going to play out for you, and how long would it take? And if not, what kind of numbers would you have to be pulling in, and then start coming up with some solutions on how to make that happen? Now, how to be a lazy entrepreneur? Let me finalize on that part of the topic. I'm going to give you an example as if someone was a door-to-door solar rep salesman, which is an incredible job that you could do right now. For those of you who are wondering, like, I don't want to go to college, I'm not ready to open my own business right now, get into a sales job. I would highly recommend you sell Cutco above anything else. That's what I did. It's just like the best product in the universe. But selling solar, selling any of these high-end things door-to-door, I know you don't want to do door-to-door, and that's why you should do it, because the key to being a truly lazy entrepreneur is you have to be extremely skilled. And that's why the path to becoming a lazy entrepreneur, having the ability to essentially take a heavy breaks and still be okay on income, is you have to be extremely skilled. All right, so let's look at that example of a solar sales rep. Maybe he just got done with a year of working 6 days a week and he made $200,000. The reason why I'm using a solar rep example too is because they are just as much of a business owner as we are as far as what their day-to-day life looks like. When you are a commission-only sales rep that sets their own schedule, even like being a hairdresser for a salon where you're like renting out a space, you're a business owner. Literally the only difference is that you didn't invent the product that you're selling. So, or the sales process behind it, in most of these cases, right? If you're coming into like a company that's been around for decades, you're likely just going to adapt to their products and their sales process, which is like the hardest part to get down, right? So that's why, like, if you want to be a true business owner and have like the freedom of working your own schedule and stuff like that, but you don't really care about inventing your own product, that's when I would highly recommend you just go into sales. You'll probably just want to stick with that even, because in business, you're having to invent the product, which is going to take you multiple attempts, a lot of testing, and then you have to invent a sales process, which is likely going to take you a lot of testing as well. But this solar rep, he can just go right in and he goes out, he knocks doors 6 days a week for an entire year and he does $200,000 in sales. If in that next year, he wanted to work 4 days a week, but still make $200,000 in sales, what would he have to do? Well, because he already knows his sales process and how everything works, he has his business down to a numbers game, right? So however many doors he knocks on will result in however many people answer the door, which will result in however many people let him do a demonstration, which results in however many sales, and then however good they get at that job will result in the size of the order, which will also impact their commission. And so really, in order for them to make more money, all they have to do is increase their skill sets. They need to get better at getting more of those people who answer the door to turn into demos, or more of those demos to turn into sales. Any part of that numbers game, they have to get their skill sets up to improve. So in order to be a lazy entrepreneur, you have to be taking correct action, right? So in this example, his action is absolutely correct because it's already been determined by the company for decades, right? So, you know, I'll tie this example back into a lot of your businesses after, but because they know the sales process, because they know knocking doors is better than cold calling out of a Dex phone book, is better than asking for referrals, is better than running ads, is better than running an event at a home and garden show. If the company has already determined that the best use of a sales rep's time is knocking doors, then the way to increase your income is to do more of your highest producing activity and less of your lower producing lower income producing activities, right? It is literally looking at this from a math perspective. More of your high income producing, less of the less, and then getting better at your skill sets to refine the numbers within it. That is literally all they would have to do. Easier said than done, of course, to go from 6 days a week to 4 days a week and still making that same amount. Now, for those of you who are running your own business, you know, it usually takes decades, like I said, for companies to perfect a sales process to the point that they don't even mess with it. And even then, they're probably still going to mess with it because the online marketing world is changing all the time. So what you guys need is, once you have a product that genuinely solves a problem for more than the price that it costs, and you have a consistent traffic source, and you have a consistent sales process that's well thought out, you guys are still in a game of just improving your skill sets. That when you get people on the phone, you're closing a higher percentage of them. That when you get on the podcast mic, that you know how to SEO that podcast better so that it finds more people. So that you know when you get on YouTube that you're good enough on video that you know you're going to be engaging and people are going to watch your video to the end, and it's going to help you in the YouTube search algorithm. You are literally getting paid by your skill sets as an entrepreneur. And when you're transitioning from being a traditional business owner over to an entrepreneur, you are playing a game that if the skill set can't go on a resume, then it essentially doesn't really do anything for you, because then you're just trying to tell people in an interview, like, I'm really good at this, I promise. So you're like, if it doesn't turn into like a like completed this certification or something, I said that's so weird. Like it doesn't show up on your resume, and it's harder to value pure skill sets until you've been a business owner yourself for a while, because now your resume is useless. You'll never use it again if you're a business owner, right? Because most business owners, once you get started and you've been doing it for a few years, you would never go back to working for someone else. It would be nearly impossible to work on your own schedule for years and go back to working on anyone else's. It would just drive you insane. So you're likely never going to use your resume again. And I take pride in deleting it and not having it anywhere on my computer to really booby trap my mindset away from thinking about it. But it's not to say that like some people might also find out that that is what you want, right? The whole point of this episode is to design your business around what you truly want. And some people, after running a business for a while, might find out that they don't want a lot of the sacrifice that it comes with. When you're a business owner, you are legitimately paid off of however skilled you are. So really try to take that into mind as much as you can. Like take that to heart as if it's like completely, absolutely true, because it is. And you guys are listening to a podcast right now, improving your skill sets. So you largely get that. But going the extra mile to every single week, you're reading new material, you're buying courses, you're investing in yourself, you're doing things to better yourself, and knowing that that is the way that you increase your income nowadays. It's not by getting more stuff on your resume. It's not by getting an extra degree, getting that doctorate or anything like that is not going to increase your income. It is literally just your skill sets. So the path to becoming a lazy entrepreneur outside of having a working business, which is going to be the hardest part, which is going to be paved by a lot of hard work, right? Is gaining a lot of skill sets, which is also paved by a lot of hard work. So let's take, for example, child prodigies. A lot of people look at these like 9-year-olds who can play the violin like someone, like an experienced person in their 40s, and think, wow, they're so naturally talented, when it is far from the truth. A study done on child prodigies found that the one thing that they all had in common is that they had all practiced their instrument for more than 10,000 hours. They had just crammed that into the beginning part of their life. The amount of hours that someone would typically give spaced out over 40 years, they had crammed into the first 9 years of their life, whether that be because their parents forced them to, or because they just had such a passion for it and probably were very ADHD, because they're like, I don't care about anything else. I just want to get as best at this as I can. Screw the other kids outside. I don't want to play with them. They made sacrifices in order to achieve that. Oh, I wish I was a child prodigy. You probably don't, because you wouldn't have had a childhood apart from playing that instrument. So everything that people have around you is because they sacrificed for it. And once you understand that, you'll comprehend the world around you better. You won't be so like looking at people's situation like, oh, I wish I had that, because you'll know that all they did was sacrifice stuff for that, stuff that you probably wouldn't want to sacrifice for. So you can look at it and just say, good for them. That's awesome. They made that sacrifice and got what they wanted, and know that you can achieve whatever you want as long as you're willing to put in the sacrifice for that. So before you just start sacrificing a bunch of stuff with the mentality of like, I need to have a 7-figure business for the sake of impressing people, make sure that you want a 7-figure business for your own reasons. Otherwise, you're going to come up with all these ideas on how to get all this traffic and go so huge with it and get all these employees to design the 7-figure business in your head, and then you would achieve it. And if you wouldn't have the lifestyle that you want, then that is going to like that Tony Robbins quote of, the ultimate failure is success without fulfillment. So please start with the idea of fulfillment in mind and reverse engineer your success from there. And if you want some help with it, this is where I specialize the most, guys. I'd love to chat with you. This is something I do for free for anyone who listens to the podcast. Go ahead, head to the description right now. you can grab a call with me. We can probably talk within the next few days even. I'm going to give you 45 minutes of my time completely for free, and we're going to look at your life and design your business around what you truly want. I'm going to ask you questions so that this is very clear to you exactly what you want to do. I'm going to ask you questions about what you enjoy doing in business and what parts of business that you hate doing, so that we can look to design your business in a way that is something that you wake up excited for every day, is something that you can repeat for years, and achieves all of your income goals at the same time. So book a free session with me in the description here. At the end of it, if you want more help, I'll show you how that would look. If you want to continually get my help with whatever kind of process you're looking to pursue at the end, then I can show you how that works. Otherwise, I keep it a very productive call no matter what. So feel free to grab that free call and just do it right now. If you know you want to do it, just go do it right now. You're not going to do it later. You know you're not. You're listening to the podcast right now. I know you're driving. Just pull over, or we both know you're just going to do it anyways because you're probably texting and driving the whole way. Shame on you, but I can't say anything because I do it too. So just quickly do it. But I can't wait to chat with you. I've been talking with people all week from the podcast, and it has been a blast, honestly. And people are leaving these calls with a lot of direction and a lot of motivation to take what they want in life. So hopefully that is you that is on the next call, leaving with that kind of motivation. So make sure you book that soon, and I will see you guys next week.